Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real.
Oh, yeah.
It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and this is going to be just me and you today. I welcome you to call in with your questions, with your challenges, with your issues, with your comments about this journey that we're all having. The number here to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. New listeners, what the hell is Reality Spirituality? What kind of show is this? Who is she? What? Well, let me give you a brief 411 on Reality Spirituality, just the concept. You know, for me, this journey has been seeking, searching, looking for a feeling of contentment, a feeling of peace, a feeling of everything is okay, a feeling of satisfaction, a feeling of relaxation, of contentment, of knowing that everything that is going on in this moment, everything that is happening, and everything that is not happening is in order. What does that mean, is in order? If I asked you this question, would you, you're familiar with your life, aren't you? You're familiar with what's happened in your life. If I asked you this question, if I asked you, would you have designed your life the way that it has unfolded? Would you have designed your life exactly, in other words, the blueprint that has already happened, would you have copied that blueprint? That's either a yes or a no. My answer is hell no. There are so many situations, so many things, so many events, so many people, so many circumstances that I really, if I quote unquote would have had the power to design, would have been different. How about you? I would have had a lot less struggle. I would have had a lot less pain. I would have had everything I wanted exactly when I wanted it. Everything would have turned out exactly the way I visualize it sometimes. And this is my point. I don't have any control over what happens. I will never have any control over what happens to me, and what doesn't happen to me, what circumstance I'm in, whether it's health, whether it's financial, relationships, job. What I have learned, and you know, I dub myself the happiness specialist. I am the happiness specialist. When what I've learned about happiness is that in order for me to be happy, I have to be able to flow in this life's journey. I have to be able to flow with whatever happens or doesn't happen. And what does flowing mean? Flowing means that I resist nothing, that I push against nothing, that I am dissatisfied with nothing. I'm accepting of all of it. I'm loving all of it. I'm enjoying all of it. What happens and what doesn't happen. Do you know how difficult that is to act to do? But that is my destiny. That is my purpose. That is my journey, is to get better and better and better with flowing with it all, resisting nothing, accepting it all, knowing that. And let me get back to this. Did I plan this life? Did I plan this? These circumstances? Did I have any control? Because what I believe is before I came here in this physical form, before this lifetime, hell yes, I had a say-so in what happens. And in fact, not only did I have a say-so, not only did I approve of this journey that I'm on right now, I signed off on it. Why? Because this journey is all about my evolution and my growth. My journey, my purpose is to evolve and to grow. And if that is my purpose and that is my only purpose, and to share myself, to share this evolution with the world, whatever that looks like. If I write a book, then I'm sharing my growth. I'm sharing what I've learned with as many people as will read the book. But my purpose is not to write a book. My destiny is not to write a book. At least that's what I believe. My purpose is to evolve and to grow and to enjoy the whole ride. I'm laughing because enjoy the whole ride? Yes, I would like to invite anyone who's listening. I know how shy you all are. I have some people in the queue that are listening, but they do not want to come live on air. I totally understand. The number here is area code 646-564-9619. One of my biggest struggles, and let me stop labeling it as a big struggle. One of my ongoing experiences is this energy of being dissatisfied in the moment, this energy of wanting something different than the moment. And if everything is already designed, and if everything is in perfect order, and if the universe doesn't make any mistakes, my journey is not a mistake. What has happened to me is not a mistake. It's perfectly set up, perfectly orchestrated. And if that's the case, which I believe that it is, then I have something else which I just talked to, which I just gave you an example of, is choosing my perspective on what I'm experiencing, choosing my feelings, choosing my vibe, my, when I say, let me back up as far as choosing my feelings, choosing my internal vibration, choosing my personal vibration, which means I can be in the center of a storm. I can be in the center of a hurricane. And what happens in the center of a hurricane? Absolute peace. What happens at the bottom of the ocean when there is a tsunami? Peace. What happens in the middle of a black hole? Peace. The core of who I am, what I am, is an energy of peace. It's an energy of calm, of knowing, of just flowing with life. You know, there's no stress in the animal. When I say stress in the animal world, nobody's worried. You know, the giraffe isn't worried about getting his promotion, or writing his book. I'm using those examples, and I'm actually laughing because I can't think of anything other than those at the moment. But my point is this: isn't it time to relax and to have fun with this, and to recognize the thoughts that are real, that are universal, and recognize the thoughts that are not universal, meaning the criticism, the dissatisfaction, the having expectations, attaching, are energies that have nothing to do with peace. You can't have expectations and peace at the same time. In other words, I have the choice of which entity. You know, I always like to say I have two entities inside of me. Two entities, we play on the same team. One is offense, one is defense. We play on the same team, but we have different functions. The offense has a different function than the defense. And so when I say I have two entities living inside of me, or two entities that affect me, I'm speaking about offense and defense, but they both play on the same team. And it's just recognizing. It's recognizing which entity, which side I'm focusing on. And I can choose which side I'm focusing on, because I can choose how I want to feel. And when I say I can choose how I want to feel, what I mean is I can choose my perspective about any given moment. I can choose a perspective that's going to make me feel disturbed, restless, negative, bad, whatever label. And you know I don't like using labels. I just need to use labels to describe. Or I can use my perspective to choose to feel settled, content, happy, peaceful, joyful, grateful of what's happening, grateful of the unfolding moments, grateful for all of the unfolding moments. This is going to be a really short podcast today. I usually don't have appointments on Sunday, but I have a couple of appointments early. But I really felt I was inspired to share what I shared with you today. You know, reality spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's live. And next Saturday, I will be out of town. Next Saturday, I will be in San Mateo. Thursday, I will be in San Mateo. I am going to be at the East West Bookstore, San Mateo book signing. I'm going to be signing my latest book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, from 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the East West Bookstore in San Mateo. And on Friday night, this coming Friday, I will be at the New Living Expo in also in San Mateo. I will be speaking at 9 p.m., the last speaker. I love the last speaker. The last speaker in room one. And topic is the importance of forgiveness. Come and see me. I'd love to meet my listeners live. I'd love to meet you in person. Come and see me. Come and hang out. I'll autograph the book. We'll chat. I love meeting you face to face. Again, Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday, so I will not have a show next Saturday, but I will have the show on Sunday, which will be April, 24th, 25th, 26th, and 7th. Next Sunday, April 27th, 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th. Yes, April 27th, next Sunday. Next Saturday, I will not have a show. I will be in San Mateo. Also, follow me on Twitter at R.L. Norrington. R.L. Norrington, go to Reality Spirituality Facebook page and like Reality Spirituality. And I also have my own personal Facebook page at Rebecca Lynn Norrington, Rebecca R. Norrington. My book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, you can order it on my website. You can go to RebeccaNorrington.com. On the homepage, click on the book, front cover. It's $19.95, and in the United States, it is free shipping. Free shipping in the United States. Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. And until next Sunday, I want to leave all of you. Oh, sign up for my newsletter. Just send me an email at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. The newsletter is coming out Monday and Tuesday. And I want to remind all of you of who you are. You, my dear audience, are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, you're always changing, and you're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Talk to you again next week, Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to be real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Reality Spirituality.